Moshimoshi! Hey everyone, it's me, Nichibi, and you're listening to Strictly Anime, an unfiltered half-hour show filled with anime recaps, predictions, favorite moments, and so much more. It's not just nonsense, it's every anime lover's favorite pastime. So let's see what happens in today's episode. Hey guys, so it's me, Nitra B, but you all can just call me Nitra since you're all my friends. So, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this because I don't know why I didn't think of this idea before. I don't know what was going through my head, but I will say that I am excited to be starting this anime podcast. And I think it's a very great idea for not just me, myself and I, but also for those who also loves anime as much as I do. And honestly, I don't know how this is going to go, but what I do know is that I plan on making this a very good, very fun, very, you know, out there podcast, so everyone in the anime community can come together and talk about their favorite animes. And I would love for everyone, and I mean everyone, to be, what's the word I'm looking for, to be present or to be active, I want to say, to participate, you know, with the episodes. So first off, a little get to know me. I'm 24 years old and I love anime. I started watching anime, I want to say a couple of years ago. I want to say maybe, it's been a few years now that I've been watching anime. And honestly, I don't know where my life would be without anime. Crazy thing to say, I know, but I'm just being honest. Like, I wish you guys could understand. Well, I'm quite sure there are a lot of you who understands where I'm coming from when I say that I absolutely love anime. Like, it's not even a joke. It's so serious. I can't even tell you the last time I've actually watched, you know, a human show. A show that actually comes on TV. Which is so weird to say, like, oh my gosh. So, the first thing. How did I get involved with anime? What made me love anime so much? Let me tell y'all this story. So, a few years ago, I can honestly say I didn't really know much about anime. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't really know much about anime. And because of that, a few years ago, I did nothing but binge watch a whole bunch of shows on Netflix. Literally, I was binge watching like Charmed, Supernatural, The Flash, Arrow, you know, things like that. I was binge watching things like that, Grey's Anatomy. I was binge watching those type of shows on Netflix. And then one day, I don't know what happened, but I couldn't find anything else to binge watch. It's like I binge watched all the good shows on Netflix that I could watch. And so I was just scrolling through Netflix, trying to find me something to watch. And I came across a show called Soul Eater. And that was underneath the anime category in Netflix. I'm not sure if Soul Eater is still on Netflix or not, because I hardly ever be on there now. Now that I got a Fire Stick, I be watching anime like crazy on the Fire Stick. But Soul Eater was the first anime I ever watched that got me hooked on anime. Now, when I first started watching Soul Eater, I'm not gonna lie, I was a bit skeptical. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, I was into like regular normal TV shows. So watching something like Soul Eater, I was like, I honestly don't know if I'm going to be able to get into it. You get what I'm saying? But then that first episode, I want to say like immediately, I was already hooked off the first episode. It was so freaking funny. And then that was it. After that, I just started binge watching. I binge watched every single season of Soul Eater. And I fell in love with that anime. Now, at first, I watched the Japanese version at first. And that was like before I changed it to like English. I was watching the Japanese version first. Like, that's what I like to do sometimes. I like to watch the Japanese versions of the animes before I actually watch the English versions. I know this is weird, but, you know, being that anime comes from Japan, it's like, it's only right to watch it in Japanese. So, yeah, I watched Soul Eater and that was it. And for those of you who do not know what Soul Eater is, let me tell you what it is. So here's the story so far. Okay, 800 years ago, the world was protected by 8 Shinigami legions, a group dedicated to preserving the world order, led by the Grim Reaper himself. The group faced a betrayal by Death's only apprentice, who became a Kishin and wreaked havoc on the world with his powers of insanity. Forced to be sealed away by his own master, the group disbanded. The Grim Reaper then founded Death Weapon Meister Academy, also known by the acronym DWMA, to act in its place. Students within the school enrolled as either Meisters, users of demon weapons, or demon weapons, humans who can transform into weapons. They are educated and supervised at a young age to prevent the uprising of another Kishin, while upholding the responsibility of fighting against the forces of evil in the collection of souls of the deceased. Those of the NLT class, the normally overcome targets, aspire to learn to control their weapons' powers and or seek opportunities made available through the school's trusted reputation around the world. However, those of the EAT class, the especially advantaged talent class, instead uses their powers to fight evil, while many aspire to create a death scythe, a powerful weapon made by collecting 99 evil human souls and one witch's soul. And the main characters are Maka, Black Star, Kid, Soul, Tsubaki, Patty, Liz, Death, Death's Scythe, Stein, Medusa, and Akishin. Those are just, you know, those are Soul Eaters, and the Soul Eater Knots, for, like I mentioned above, was the NLT class. In case you've actually seen, you know, that part of the anime, they got Sugumi, Anya, is it Meme? I'm thinking it's Meme. Clay, Akane, Sid, Kana, Eternal, Jackie, Kim, Shola, and the Traders, basically. So those are the Soul Eater Knot classes, and yeah. And so, like, yeah, that's basically what, you know, that's basically the story of Soul Eater. And not only that, but Soul Eaters is one of those, like, it has a lot of fighting to it, but it also has some funny moments. And I would say the funniest people in Soul Eater would have to be Black Star. It's like I don't know what it is, but it's like every time he walks on the scene, like in the first episode, he goes in and he's going to take down the these evil humans, I guess you call, they're like a mafia in a way. Yeah, they take down a mafia. And instead of just going in and killing them all to get their souls, he actually goes in and announces himself. And his weapon, Tsubaki, the girl who turns into the weapon, she's like, honestly, I don't think I could be Tsubaki. I take that back. I probably could be her because it's like hanging around Black Star would just be so funny. Even though he may or may not get us both killed. But I would honestly say, if I was in Tsubaki's shoes, I think it would be like very fun to be around Black Star, to be honest. Because he's just so funny, even though he shouldn't announce that he's coming to kill somebody. Like, it's a mission to kill, like, these evils, you know, evil people or whatever, and you're coming in, hop up on the table, and you're like, I am Black Star, I am here to take your souls and things like that. Like, you don't do nothing like that. I think it would just be so funny if he ended up, if I was the weapon and he was using me, you know, or whatnot. I think that would be, like, so, so fun, to be honest. But yeah. But Maka and Soul, their partnership is like a serious one. Because Maka, like in the first episode, Maka and Soul, they're working together and they've already caught 99 evil souls. So now all they have to catch is a witch's soul. But instead, they ended up not catching a witch's soul. And yeah, that happens. If you mistaken a not witch's soul for a witch's soul, then you have to start all over from square one back to collecting all 99 evil souls again, which I think is crazy. I don't think I'd be able to do it. Like, imagine you collecting 99, you know, evil human souls only to be tricked by this cat or whatever that can use magic or whatnot that's actually not a witch, and you ended up capturing her and come to find out she's not even a witch, and now you have to start all over. Same with Black Star. Like, somebody ended up taking down a mafia, another person ended up taking down a mafia. And all 99 souls were there, but instead of Black Star claiming the souls for himself, he goes straight to death and turns them in and says, no, I don't want them. I didn't catch them. Man, if that was me, I would have caught them. I would have claimed them souls as for my own. I don't care if it was the right thing to do or not. I'm capturing those 99 souls, okay? And best believe, I'm going to, you know, make sure my weapon turns into a death scythe. Because, you know, a death scythe is supposed to be, like, a really, really strong weapon. It's like an upgrade. You feel me? But, yeah. Soul Eater was the first anime I ever fell in love with. And then it was just, like, after that, I became addicted to anime. And then after watching Soul Eater, I moved on to Naruto. Now, of course, Naruto's been out for years. But me being the person I am, I just can't, you know, watch Naruto to where it's at now. Like, no, you know, back at that, you know, at that time. So I watched it from episode one all the way up to the 500 and something episode where it ended at. But yeah, I ended up watching Naruto. And I think that's where my addiction to anime really started to show, because when I got into Naruto, it got real. I mean, I was literally in bed 24/7 watching every single episode, and for some odd reason, which I don't really think is really odd, but I actually would stay up till about maybe 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, literally watching Naruto. Because every time it got to that time where I'm like, okay, I'm finna go to sleep, something crazy would happen. It's just huge plot twist, and like, now I'm just up for like more and more hours. And then I'm laying there like, okay, I'm definitely going to bed after this. And if something freaking good happens and you just can't end it on a cliffhanger. So yeah, I ended up watching to about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. And that's when it got really, really bad to the point I was like barely getting any sleep at all. Because I would watch it all day long up until the morning. And then I'd probably get maybe a couple of hours of sleep till about maybe 12 or... yeah, maybe around like 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I'd wake up and then I'd start watching Naruto again. And it's crazy because I knew it was really affecting my health. Like, I was starting to get irritable. I was starting to get like, I just couldn't get enough sleep because I was just binge watching it. I mean, that's what happens whenever I find like a really, really good anime. A lot of people are like, oh, they don't really get Naruto and, you know, it's not really good anime. To me, Naruto was a very good anime. That's like on my top 10 list right there. And I started watching Naruto and it was just like, that's when my addiction really started. And then after Naruto, it was Fairy Tail, which I absolutely fell in love with. So for those of you who are thinking of getting into anime, I highly recommend, for me, it was Soul Eater that got me into anime. That's just my opinion. I highly recommend watching Soul Eater first. Something that's, you know, a little on a serious but funny side as well. So yeah, if you're that type of person who, you know, wants to get into anime and you don't know where to start, I highly recommend starting with Soul Eater first. Because it's not that many seasons, and it's serious but funny, and it's a good anime to watch. Now, if you want to take it further, I highly recommend watching Naruto. Now, with Naruto, there's like 500 and something episodes. It's way more than One Piece, who's at like, what, 700, almost close to 800 episodes, or maybe it's already at 800. I have to go and check. I've like totally forgot, but... yes, I highly recommend watching Naruto. Even though it's like 500 and something episodes, it's really, really good. It's like always, it's an emotional roller coaster, man. Like with Soul Eater, it was just all fun and laughs and stuff like that. And I liked it. But when I got into watching Naruto, it was literally an emotional roller coaster. When I tell you, I was sitting there crying, laughing, I was getting angry with these folks as well. It was like I was actually there in the anime, you get what I'm saying? And it got really, really serious for me. And I know a lot of you are probably like, oh, that's stupid, that's crazy, how can you, you know, sit there and watch a show and then start crying over a show? I mean, it's just a show, they're not real. That's what happens when you're an anime lover like me. You get into this show and you create a bond with these characters that don't freaking exist, okay? It's like they're real to you even though they're not real. You treat them like real people even though they're not real people. So that's why when I look at Naruto, I look at him as an older brother. You get what I'm saying? And yeah, and for those of you who don't know what Naruto is or who haven't heard of Naruto, just a quick backstory. Naruto is a anime about, it's about a village hidden in the leaves. It's called the Hidden Leaf Village. And it is a series about how the Ninetales attacked the Leaf Village, destroying much of the village and taking many lives. And the Hokage of the village, the leader, the fourth Hokage, sacrificed his life to seal the Ninetales. Kurama, I love Kurama, he's so cute. Yes, the Ninetales, into a newborn, which was Naruto Uzumaki. Orphaned by the attack, Naruto was shunned by the villagers who cut off fear, who out of fear and anger viewed him as a Ninetales itself. So, like, that's what happens. Like, there's nine beasts, tailed beasts, and Naruto's one of them. He has, and they're called Jinchuriki. All the kids who have Ninetales beasts inside them are called Jinchuriki, and they basically have no say into whether or not they want the Ninetales beast within them, because, you know, it gets sealed into them when they're a little baby, when, you know. So yeah, they're called Jinchuriki, and people who have Jinchuriki inside of them, they get shunned. by the they get shunned by their villagers, which is really, really sad, because imagine you as a baby, right? And this beast comes and attack your village. And the only way to stop the rampaging is to seal that monster inside of someone. And that person happens to be you. And of course, you're a baby, so you don't have a say in it. And if you extract the 9 tails, guess what happens? You end up dying. Because it's just so much power. Especially if you don't have control of that power itself. So imagine that getting sealed up inside of you, and now people around you, they're scared of you. They fear you. And because you have that monster inside of you, it causes anger. They're mad at you. Even though you're not the one that destroyed the village, they're mad at you because you get viewed as that beast. Even though you and that beast are two different things, you're just a host for the tailed beast. And it's really sad. So imagine going to school and you see parents telling their kids, "Oh, don't mess with that person. You know, it's forbidden to talk about, you know, what's inside that child or what that child is." Like, that would be sad. Imagine living a lonely life like that. That would be horrible, honestly. So watching Naruto grow up, it really struck a chord with me, because I know what it feels like to be ostracized, you know, not by family or friends or things like that, but by people. Especially for me, growing up, I was bullied a lot at school, and you know, I was ostracized by the classroom, basically. I mean, maybe not the teachers, but, you know, I know what it feels like to be lonely. So with Naruto, you know, I grew a very close bond with this nonfiction character. With this fictional character. You see there? That's what happens. You can't tell what is fiction and nonfiction. But by this fictional character. So it was, like, really sad watching that happen. But yes, the Hokage, he outlaws speaking about anything related to the 9 tails. The children, taking their cues from their parents, inherited the same animosity towards Naruto. In his thirst to be acknowledged, Naruto vowed he would one day become the greatest Hokage the village have ever seen. So, yeah. And it's crazy, because it's like you grew attached to these fictional characters because it's like you can kind of relate to them, you know? And it's just not one village. There's many different villages out there. So it's like, okay. That's what it is. But yeah. And then Naruto, he forms a team with Sakura and his not so friend at first, Sasuke Uchiha, with their sensei, Kakashi Hatake. Dang it, I can't. It's like a tongue twister saying these freaking characters' names, but let's just call him Kakashi Sensei, okay? So, yeah, and here's the thing about Sasuke. Growing up, it was Sasuke and his brother Itachi with both his parents. And one day, the Uchiha clan were going to rebel against the Hidden Leaf, basically. And at the time, the third Hokage told Itachi because he was like the best ninja there was, the best shinobi, the third Hokage left it in Itachi's hands to settle to sell everything. But that's the thing. No one knows about Itachi's secret mission this whole time. I'm sorry if I'm spoiling it. Spoiler alert. I'm just going to spoil just a little bit. I'm skip over all the little details so I don't spoil too much. But yes, Itachi ends up slaughtering the whole Uchiha clan. And as he's about to slaughter his own parents, his parents are literally sitting there saying, "We understand you're doing this for the village, but just promise us that you'll take care of Sasuke." So Itachi ends up slaughtering the whole Uchiha clan, only leaving Sasuke Uchiha left. And because of that, Sasuke, you can kind of compare him to Naruto, because Sasuke, he's also all alone as well. Just like Naruto, people look at the Uchiha clan as just some, you know, dangerous people, I should say, basically. So it kind of, you know, this whole time, it's like, it's hard to explain, but yeah. Those three and their team 7. Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura. And their team 7. And yeah. I'm not going to give too much details away just in case if you haven't watched Naruto. But I'm pretty sure everyone's watched Naruto now. I'm not going to tell you what happens during the Ninja War. You're going to have to watch that yourself. Because when I tell you it is lit, it is freaking lit during that war, okay? But yes, Naruto is just like a whole series of emotions. And, you know, and I can admit, I cried a lot. I've probably cried watching Naruto more than I've ever cried in my entire life. Literally. So, yeah. That's how it is. And that's basically how I started watching anime and how I ended up getting addicted to it. So, it is question time, but before we get right, questions. The first question I want to ask you guys is, number one, how did you start watching anime? What anime did you watch that got you addicted to anime? I want to know what anime it was and how you felt about that anime. Because mine was Soul Eater. So I want to know what you guys' anime was that you ever watched for the first time that got you saying, okay, I love anime and I'm continuing to watch anime shows like crazy. So let me know that. Number two, if you could recommend any anime to somebody who's never actually watched anime and who would love to, you know, get into it, I want to know from you guys what show would you recommend that person who's taking up watching anime? What would, to me, because me personally, I would recommend Soul Eater. Something light but funny. And the third question, what is your top anime? Like the number one anime that you absolutely love that you can watch over and over again and not get tired of it. For me, I would have to say it's Fairy Tail. Fairy Tail is my number one anime that I always go back and watch, hands down. And last but not least, question number four. What anime taught you the biggest lessons? For me, I would have to say the anime that taught me the most lessons and the biggest lessons that I still take to heart till this day would have to be Naruto. Naruto taught me, and I know a lot of you are probably sitting there like, how can a freaking show teach you less? Yeah, they will teach you some good ass lessons. Excuse my French. But Naruto taught me never to give up despite what anyone else says. And the reason why I say that is because there are people around me who are like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, or that won't make you this, that won't make you that, or, you know, I have those type of people who don't really support the things that I like or maybe the things that I do. And I've learned from Naruto to never give up. I might fail and fail and fail, but never giving up is one of those things that Naruto has taught me. Because I was that type of person who always listened to what other people said and who always gave up because other people told me to give up. So yeah, Naruto taught me to never give up. And Naruto also taught me, you know, to cherish your friends, man. And to not really give up on them. Because with Naruto, he never gave up on Sasuke. They're both the same type of people in a way, you know? They both share some of the same sadness of being alone. And it was hard for Sasuke to really understand that. I'm not going to spoil it on how he finally understood Naruto. Because I want y'all to, you know, watch it for yourselves. But yeah, no matter how much Sasuke did Naruto wrong, Naruto never gave up on his friend. Not one bit. He never gave up on people. And not only did he not give up on people, he didn't judge people. That's why I don't judge people. I used to be the type of person who judges someone, but after watching Naruto, I stopped judging people and just accepting them for the way they are and who they are as a person. That's what I started doing after watching Naruto. Well, not after watching Naruto, but while watching Naruto, I stopped judging people for what they did or what they looked like or the things that they liked. That's what Naruto taught me. Never to judge someone and to always accept them. I mean, you don't have to like them, but you can accept them in a way. And that's what Naruto taught me. Hands down, that's what he taught me. Those are the things that Naruto taught me. So, yeah, I want to know what animes taught you lessons and what were they? What were those lessons that anime taught you? So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was just a short, you know, episode where I introduced myself. I talked about the first anime I watched that got me hooked on anime. Talked about my favorite animes and gave a little backstory on what they are, the animes that I recommended. And yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed this. And I would love to hear you guys' answers to the questions. I will have the questions down in the description of this episode. So yeah, you can send your questions, well, your answers to the questions that I've asked you guys. You can send them to my Instagram. I will have everything that you guys need to respond to the questions in the description of this episode. So yeah, make sure you also follow the podcast on Instagram at Strictly Anime Podcast. That's where I will upload everything and the questions as well. So yeah, so I would love to hear from you guys. I would love for you guys to get involved with the podcast and with your other fellow anime lovers, including myself. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And until next time, bye guys.